Aunt.
Okay, specifically she'd be?
Your aunt.
Okay. All right, now if I had, if my father had a brother named John, that would be my...
Uncle John.
Okay, and if he had one named William, it would be my...
Your Uncle William.
Okay. Now in the Civil War, Robert E. Lee, you remember what his rank was?
His general.
And this fellow who started Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's...
Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
Both my grandfathers fought in the Civil War.
Both of them?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you a member of the UDC?
Uh-uh.
Do they have a chapter?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a man who's in charge of a ship? He's the...
Captain.
Okay. And the man who presides over the county court would be the...
Judge.
All right. And someone in school would be a...
Student.
Okay. And a woman who types and files...
Typist.
...would be a, another word for...
Clerk.
Or...
Bookkeeper.
Okay, another one. Gives them an S.
Secretary.
Sure. All right. And a woman who is on stage or in the movies...
Theater.
She is a
woman. An actress.
All right. And our nationality, you'd say we are...
American.
All right. Now... We were talking about the Scottsboro boys. Let me get it this way. Not too many years ago in the South, there were separate facilities, you know, bathroom, mm-hmm. restaurant, all that. One for the, mm-hmm. and one for the white.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of fill in the blanks there.
One for the white, one for the black.
Okay. Now, you said black. Would that be, as far as you know, the preferred term nowadays?
I think it is nowadays. It did not used to be.
Okay.
It was Negro.
Okay. That used to be the preferred
mm-hmm.
term.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What other names have you heard whites refer to blacks as?
Nigger.
Okay. And would they be insulted by
mm-hmm.
that word?
Yes.
Okay. When a white said that word, would he mean it in an insulting way?
No. But that's the way we were raised.
Yeah.
We were taught.
Mm-hmm. So.
In other words, it's your handed down thing. It was no disrespect to them.
So it was more or less a neutral word?
That's right.
Okay. But now it's acquired a kind of a...
They have specified that they are not either one. They're black.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we try to respect that.
Okay. Nowadays, do you ever hear the pronunciation Negro?
Not often. Mm-hmm. It's black.
Do you ever use that word yourself? Negro?
Well, sometimes. I forget and say it and mean black.
You usually hear it pronounced Negro or Negro?
Negro
most of the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about colored?
Used to call them that too, but they don't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a good group of black people in this mm-hmm. county.
What about, what's the term that you use most often?
Black.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And talking about white people, have you ever heard... Now, if a white wanted to insult a black, he'd call him a nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if a black wanted to insult a black?
Call him up for white trash.
For white trash, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ever heard the word redneck?
Yes.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know. I've never figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
A redneck, I think, was usually thrown at the South because they worked in the fields and they had blistered necks.
Yeah, sure.
In other words, country, sure. I think, is what the outsider wants it to be.
All right.
I really don't know.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word cracker used? Meaning a white person.
Mm-mm.
Call them a cracker.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Would you have a name for a child that's born to racially mixed parents? One white, one black.
Be a mulatto.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard terms for a black person who's got particularly light-colored skin?
Yeah, he'd be called a yellow.
Mm-hmm. All right. You ever heard the word bright used that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what would a working
class... High yellow. That's what they used to call them.
Okay. What would a working class white man, how would he refer to the person he works for? He'd say, that's my...
Boss.
All right. What about a working class black man? He would say, that's my...
Boss.
Same thing. Okay.